You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hillary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the current planetary conditions. Be sure to check back to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So we are about to go through the portal of the new moon in Scorpio. And Mercury is about to go retrograde, and Venus is switching signs this week too. So it's a very busy period. There's a lot of changes going on, and it's like we're going from the Libra energy, which is very light and cordial and pleasant and seeking peace and beauty and harmony and non-confrontation. And then we're moving into the Scorpio realm, the sun has moved into Scorpio. So the sun and moon conjoined will be the new moon on Sunday. So it's definitely a much different energy. And you might even feel it. It depends, of course, on your configuration of planets and how your chart works. But you do have the Scorpio energy somewhere on one of the pieces of pie in your chart. And that's kind of where all the action is. But we all do connect into the Scorpio energy, I think, in ways that make life really deep and rich and meaningful. And it's funny, I think a lot of more like air signs, for instance, don't enjoy Scorpio and the Scorpio energy because it's very deep and it can be very dark, and it sniffs out kind of the darkness that's around. So even though it can be very dramatic and it deals with subjects like abandonment and betrayal and rape and incest and abuse of all kinds and manipulation and power control, like there's that realm of darkness that it definitely shows up in, but all those dark sort of situations can trigger healing. And the more sort of pain that you might be in from something in your life, the more opportunity to heal is available. So if you are suffering some kind of pain, whether kind of psychological or emotional or even physical, Scorpio has amazing recuperative healing powers. So with this new moon on Sunday, it will be exact on the 27th at, what is the exact time? It's in the evening. So it's like the most potent amount of time is right like within hours of it, like the most potency that you can get. But it still does affect us all for like the 3 days after the new moon. So there's still time if you don't get to actually sit on the new moon and make some very specific goals and healing kind of intentions. You still have a few days. It will be exact at 8:39 p.m. Pacific. So it definitely that is Pacific. It's definitely something that I feel like, how do I explain Scorpio? It's definitely, it can bring you to the dark side, and the dark side can be scary. So if you have a fear or you have fear is a good example. There's something niggling at you, some sort of fear that you keep pushing away or repressing, or some sort of anxiety that you're not really facing. And there's something kind of at the back of your mind all the time. With Scorpio, it generally will come to the front of your mind. You'll get some sort of impetus to go deeper and confront what you're afraid of and face your demons and face your fears. Because usually when you face your fears and you go, for instance, to the worst case scenario, sort of voice what you're afraid of, it dissolves. Like I think probably, you know, 0.5% of the things we fear actually come true. But we can waste so much time focusing on them and being worried about them. So with Scorpio, probably that will be brought to the surface. Also, sometimes we don't even know we're in pain. Sometimes we've suppressed so far the emotional, you know, burden that we're carrying or the hang-up that we have, that we have no idea that it's even there. It only comes out in projection through our relationships or situations that we seem victim of. So with Scorpio, any sort of subconscious suppression comes forward. So that can make it difficult as well. But there's also this like this rich creativity and this ability to transform and transmute and all the transits, do all the transits in Scorpio. But it's definitely a time where we can make amazing progress in our spiritual growth, in our personal growth, in our psychological understanding, and oftentimes just understanding what happened or why it happened can transform how we feel about it. So Scorpio will give us all that energy that we need to dive deep. And we're going into a Mercury retrograde as well, which will be next Wednesday, I believe. And in Mercury retrograde, it'll be retrograding through Scorpio. So it's kind of traveled all the way through Scorpio. So you've gotten a taste of what Mercury in Scorpio is like for the last month. And then now it's going to backtrack. So it'll be in Scorpio for 6 weeks. So it'll all give us a chance to kind of dive deep and reach into the depths of our souls to see what we're doing, to see what we're, you know, trying to accomplish. What's our purpose? All the big questions can be answered. How are you being thwarted from fulfilling your purpose? This new moon actually has a rather difficult square between Mars and Saturn in Capricorn and Libra. So Mars is in Libra, Saturn is in Capricorn. I mean, I guess we're just lucky that Mars isn't in Aries, because that would be even more complicated. But the Libra and the Mars energy just wants to do its own thing. So it's already hindered in Libra. It's like frustrated and feeling like, ugh, why do I have to bother with all these niceties? But yet Libra's kind of the glasses that Mars is wearing right now. And it's important to be cordial and to be peace-seeking, and also to seek justice. Libra cares about justice and balance and fairness. So that's all kind of going on. Mars is frustrated, and then it comes into a square with Saturn and Capricorn. And the Capricorn-Saturn energy, Saturn is strong in Capricorn. It rules Capricorn. So it's kind of like, listen, you have responsibilities. There's big things you need to accomplish. There's important tasks at hand. And you know that on some level. There's just some sort of weighty understanding that you need to make a move, that you need to be responsible and practical and disciplined and all the things that Capricorn and Saturn provide us. But squaring the Libra Mars, there's definitely a power struggle between what you'd rather do and what you know you should do. So we're all kind of going through that right now. You could also become aware with the Scorpio insight that's happening, how you're being thwarted, how something is in your way or has always been in your way. It could even be your awareness of your like family dynamics. Maybe you're like a boisterous, loud, kind of fiery Aries type, and you've had, let's say, a Capricorn parent who's always shushing you, because Capricorns don't like ruckus. They like everything to be quiet and contained, and there's just no ruckus allowed, no rambunctiousness. So if you happen to be an Aries and you have a Capricorn parent, that can be very thwarting to your natural Aries enthusiasm. So you may have learned to, because we all learn to do what we will get loved for growing up. Maybe you've learned to suppress that part of yourself. The boisterous, like open, brave, free part has been hindered by that Capricorn parent voice in your head. So there's dynamics like that that we all kind of have to deal with. With Scorpio, we can see what we're dealing with, because it's hard to maybe even admit that your parent shushed you into submission and now you don't even know how to be your boisterous self. And it's being your boisterous self that will take you to where you want to be, because that's your true self. So, you know, there's tricky dynamics involved, and very likely you are going to be figuring those dynamics out right now. And it might not be your parent, it might be school. I mean, really, from the time we're on the earth, we're being conditioned. We're being conditioned to be acceptable and productive and it's fit into society and to kind of disown our instincts and our impulses because they're not acceptable. So that's all going to become clear with this Scorpio energy. It goes through, it digs out everything in the way and makes you understand what you're dealing with and how much power you actually have. That's the thing too, is all of this conditioning has been put in place to like make us lose our sense of self and our sense of power and our magic and We do. We are powerful, magical beings. We just need to know that. And that's the thing that we all forget, unfortunately. And it's like, you know, the powers that be know that we'll forget it. Everything is designed to make us forget it. Even, you know, the drugs people are given by doctors and vaccinations and schooling and fluorescent lights and, you know, bad parenting. And there's a million things in our way. It's really surprising that we accomplish anything, especially if we're kind of naturally a little counterculture. We're definitely fighting against that to become who we are. So if you can just, you know, put your hand on your heart and commit to yourself and commit to loving yourself and commit to honoring yourself and listening to yourself and knowing that you are the authority of your life, no one else, nothing else, just you, you can step back into your power and make life happen the way you want it to. So that's the kind of stuff we got going down with this Scorpio new moon, which is powerful. So the exact day that we have that, there's the square between Mars and Saturn, which will feel, there'll be a thwarting, a feeling of thwarting, or you'll break through. Because, you know, Saturn is more powerful than Mars in that it's sort of more wise and mature. And so if you do the responsible thing, if you're in the middle of this inner struggle, you'll want to do the responsible thing. I think you'll want to do the responsible thing. Who knows? You really don't know. There's like an opposition between Uranus and this moon too. So that's tricky energy as well. It's like, you know, maybe you didn't want to grow or you want to grow, but there was things that you were doing that was sabotaging your own growth because of all this background programming that now Uranus comes along and Uranus like lightning bolt changes things that are wrong and brings in new energies and shakes things up. It's like your intuitive, like higher mind coming in and saying, listen, this needs to change. It doesn't even say listen. It doesn't even consult you at this point. It just changes things. So it can be like sudden opportunities. And this, there is a lot of, you know, there's still good energy around. There's a sextile between the moon and right before it goes into Scorpio and Jupiter. So there's this sort of, there's benevolent energy around all of this. Even though we might see the darkness and we might see, you know, we could see the real darkness. It depends on what you're willing to see. But you also are able to, once you're willing to see or lift the veils of illusion, then you have your power back. You have your sovereignty and your autonomy. And that is exactly what you need to get where you're going. So we all have this sort of something shocking might occur, something unexpected. With astrology, there never is really anything unexpected because I'm talking about the unexpected right now. The only thing is we can't say for sure what it's going to be. And that's generally how it is. But someone new could come into your life unexpectedly. You could make a sudden change in a new direction that you didn't really expect to take. It's just a lot of kind of crackling energy for change to stir up the cosmic soup and help us get out of our rut. Because we don't want to be in a rut. That's just such a waste of time. And our time on Earth is finite. So that is the new moon on Monday. That the actual opposition between the Sun and Uranus happens on Monday. And that, again, is more like this sort of part of you. The Sun is now in Scorpio and it wants to change and dive deep and connect on a soul level. It doesn't like superficialities or chit-chat of any kind. It's like it wants to know the real truth about what's going on. And it's opposite Uranus and Taurus. And Taurus is very good about like brushing it away. It doesn't want to talk about it. Let's not ruffle the feathers. Why do you have to ask so many questions? Can't you just leave well enough alone? That sort of energy is very Taurus. And they, you know, they're opposite. So integrating, they become very loyal. Like it's a very loyal, stable, like there's potential for tons of money to come to this energy once it's all balanced. But Scorpio is like the least of stable energies because it's emotionally pulled. So it's connected into the emotional soup of the cosmos. And Taurus is like grounded on the earth. So they have to they have a hard time reconciling, actually. So there might be something even within your own psyche or in your own world that wants change to be occurring, more so if you have Scorpio, for instance, or any of the water signs. And then there's another part that is like, no, let's just stay the same. But with the Uranus energy as like mixed in with the Taurus energy, it is rumbling up the foundations. It's like earthquakes and lava flow, and the foundation must be changed. And at least you know with the Taurus energy, it will happen in like it's a lava flow is a good example. It's like, oh, there's the flow, there's the change happening. Taurus is making it predictable in a sense, because you can see that line, like there it goes along this big creek of lava, changing the pattern. That's probably more the kind of change that the Taurus Uranus energy will have, because it's quite grounded. So yes, there is a lot going on, and we are all kind of riding it out, and there's so much power. Excuse me, there's so much power to accomplish great feats of transformation. We also have the next day on the 29th, Tuesday, heading towards Halloween, right before Mercury will be going retrograde on the Thursday, the 31st, which is Halloween, we'll have the moon conjoining Venus and Mercury and sextiling Pluto, which is very nurturing. Our understanding of our relationships will become more like we'll get like a depth to everything, a richness, a feeling like we're here, our souls are here. We're connected from our hearts and our souls. It's not like a superficial energy at all. So the moon will come across Venus, and that's our values. And it's a really good time to get in touch with what you value. And also if you have like money requests from the universe, Scorpio has a real nose for value and finance too. So if you do want to create some extra cash flow, and especially some cash flow that comes from you doing something that comes from your heart and being your deep and soulful self, now's the time to kind of seed that intention. And then also with the Mercury conjunction, there is this real clarity of understanding, a real, you know, deep understanding of maybe even past and parallel life connections and your childhood and how that's all created to make you who you are today. And even just maybe your own self-sabotaging tendencies will become clear to you. So it's like a light goes on in the dark and you can see what's floating around in there. You can go in and you can start moving those boxes out. Get rid of the clutter. Get rid of the stuff that you don't need anymore. And there's nothing that you need that you've lost. So that's a nice way to look at it. Get rid of the nostalgia. Get rid of the nostalgia. You don't need to be pining for things that were before and or were never, and get really aligned with your higher self and into your heart and come to see what you want to create in the world from this new place. Because it's like shedding a skin. We're going through a shedding energy for the next month. So that is, I think, fantastic. I have a Scorpio moon though. So I kind of get enlivened in the Scorpio energy. Sometimes I go down dark rabbit holes of like serial killers or, you know, the reptilian control drama or like all kinds of stuff, all kinds of fun, interesting stuff. But other times, like right now, I feel very creative and I can feel like I'm aware of all of the, you know, the shitty things that have happened and the suffering I've had in my life. And I get how it's formed me very clearly. And that's what the Scorpio energy wants to do. It wants to understand. It's very psychological. Very like depth psychology. Most Scorpios or people with Scorpio in their chart are already natural psychologists. They wouldn't need to go to school or be trained in that way because their instinct is to heal the psyche. It's like their natural gift. So if you can tap into that powerful, creative energy, and if you can face your fears, it's like bringing your power back. It's like calling all the parts of yourself back in, so that you have what you need to work with. It's also a really great time, especially with all this Scorpio energy, to call in whatever is sabotaging you. Like, find out which part of you is doing that, which part of you doesn't want you to go forward for some reason, and imagine yourself, you know, in a sacred space where you're conversing with this part of yourself. Like maybe a part of you is afraid to do public speaking or something, and it was because you were humiliated reading out loud in a class or something. Call that part of yourself back and say, hey, you know, you were 7 and it's okay that you didn't do it perfectly and they shouldn't have made fun of you, and help it kind of, this part of yourself, evolve and grow. Like naming the parts and asking for their assistance, because we're all made up. In astrology, we have so many aspects, and all these aspects are like a sub-personality. So you want to make sure all of the parts of yourself are going for the same goal. And that's the sort of deep understanding and work that can be done during this week. It's like, especially after the new moon, and then going into all the Scorpio changes that are happening. It's crazy. There's a lot of Scorpio changes happening. On Wednesday, Mercury and Venus will conjoin, which is a lovely energy. You'll get like a lot of clarity. Just the clarity I think that is possible from this is pretty great. You may also like become connected to the painful parts of yourself. They may come up, and when they do, don't distract yourself. Don't go for the bottle of wine or even the run or whatever you use to distract yourself. Netflix, my favorite. Don't do any of that. Sit and feel your feelings. Like, feel what's coming up. Is it pain? Is it rejection? Is it humiliation? I get overwhelmed a lot where I just feel like, oh, I'm so overwhelmed by everything I have to do. And overwhelm is like this, a really burdensome feeling. Like it kind of makes you just want to shut down and like get nothing done. Go into the Netflix vortex, watch shows you love or whatever. Overwhelm is my particular emotion, one of my satellite emotions that I have to deal with. So whatever emotion comes up for you, just feel it. Just sit there. Feel the emotion, ask where it might be coming from or what part of yourself. And then I think a wonderful little thing you can do to help like move it through your system, and this can be used in every situation all the time, is Ho'oponopono, which is the Hawaiian prayer of forgiveness. And it's very powerful, and you can Google it. I bet you even know about it. People that I work with and connect with always know about Ho'oponopono. So what it is I find you can do it towards another person, but you can even aim this feeling towards the emotions that you have coming up, which I find really effective. So you can just feel your feeling and then say to that feeling, imagine it a color and a shape and a size, and say to it, please forgive me, thank you. Or no, you say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. It's so simple and so powerful, so, so powerful. So if you can figure out what you're feeling, even if this can be aimed towards anybody or anything, connect with the energy that you need the forgiveness for, even yourself, even say it to yourself, because we really hold a lot against ourselves, I think, a lot of the time. Lots of changes are coming, and they're very deep and powerful. Even going into the Scorpio, we have the Scorpio Mercury retrograde, which will start on Halloween on Thursday. That is a powerful day, a very otherworldly, the veil is thin. So keep your energy clear and protected and grounded, and go in with your eyes wide open and see what you can see, because there's, you know, see who you need to connect with, see who you need to forgive, see who you need to understand. All of that is available, and the depths that we can go and the power that we can kind of take back from the depths is really second to none for this next month, at least. It's pretty wonderful. Then on Friday, we have Venus entering Sagittarius. Very big change. That'll be like, okay, we've gone into the depths. Now Venus will be like, okay, let's have an adventure. Let's have some fun. Let's philosophize. It likes to go deep. Sag likes to be deep. It likes to be in a different way. It likes the uplifting deep, or the philosophies that can change the world in a joyous kind of humorous way. There needs to be humor. Sag brings the humor, thank goodness, because oh my gosh, after all the suffering that you might be pondering, humor is necessary. Because it's all kind of funny, too, if you think about it. Anything can be looked at funny. Humor can be injected anywhere. So then Venus will do its shift on Friday, and heading into the weekend, it's pretty good energy. There's the stability, and again, the depth is still there. So the work you're doing now is going to have, it's like you're laying the foundation for this Pluto-Saturn conjunction in Capricorn. Do the work, do the work, do the work, because whatever that work is, you're going to be so grateful that you've done it. Come January, you'll start to see yourself aligning in your own power, and that is powerful. Don't procrastinate. Now is not the time for procrastination. Hillary, no procrastinating, no procrastinating. So that's about it for this week. And for the, well, I mean, it really covers the month too, the big stuff that's going on. But I will be back to talk more next week about the Mercury retrograde. So if you have any questions, please feel free to contact me at the Everyday Astrology Podcast or hillaryscott.com. And thank you so much for listening. Many blessings for a most impactful Scorpio new moon.